And that same summer, an incident in the Tonkin Gulf escalated the Vietnam War. In an address that many Americans did not hear, which few experts could comprehend in its historic impact, Lyndon Johnson asked Congress for a resolution of intent.
As President and Commander-in-Chief, it is my duty to the American people to report that renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
The President and the National Security Council, convinced that there was a second attack, ordered U.S. bombers to destroy the North Vietnamese patrol boat bases.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today by a number of hostile vessels attacking two U.S. destroyers with torpedoes. Repeated acts of violence against the armed forces of the United States must be met not only with alert defense, but with positive reply. That reply is being given as I speak to you tonight.
Then the resolution that was to pass the House with no dissent, the Senate with only two nay votes, Greening and Morse.
I shall immediately request the Congress to pass a resolution making it clear that our government is united in its determination to take all necessary measures in support of freedom and in defense of peace in Southeast Asia.
2 days before the Tonkin Gulf resolution, Wayne Morse of Oregon had warned his colleagues.
We're at war in violation of the Constitution of the United States. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution specifically provides that only Congress has the power to declare war. No president has the right to send American boys to their death on a battlefield in the absence of a declaration of war. But one thing I do know, and that is we're going to be bogged down in Southeast Asia for years to come if we follow this course of action, and we're going to kill thousands of American boys. Until finally, let me say, the American people are going to say what the French people finally said, they've had enough.